Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just in case you are about to fall in the sin of covetousness, because of my long holiday, I plead that the Lord have mercy on you. I'm happy to be back again in Muscat and to be fellowshipping with you again. It's by God's grace. We traveled home and we've come back, and it is fine at home. It's also fine in Muscat. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so it's lovely to be in the midst of brethren, especially people in Muscat. God bless you so much. When I look on my left, I sense that Pastor Dennis is not around. So those people, you'll be meeting me, the outreach people, you'll be meeting me. I'll be meeting you on behalf of Pastor Dennis. He will be coming back soon. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I would like us to turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 18. Why do I have a feeling some people have started opening from the right? Genesis, you should start from the left of your Bible. It will be easier to reach there. So Genesis chapter 18, verse 11. Let me start from verse 9. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of time. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which I am old? Verse 14, Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Everlasting Father, we thank you for your word. As you speak to us this afternoon, Father, speak to our inner being. Uproot every doubt. Remove every spirit that wants to doubt your word. That God, we may be anchored upon the word that you have spoken. This word shall be life unto us. We thank you and we honor the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Life can be torturous. Life can really push you to a point where you end up giving up. Here are two brethren that have gotten to a point until they've reached a point they've said, this is our portion. I don't want us just to look at children. I want us to look at our own situation. Praise the Lord. This is representative of many Christians, I included. There is never a stubborn being in this world like the devil. From the time he was expelled from heaven, he clearly knows he has lost it. His fate has been sealed. But stubborn as he is, he has never given up trying to fight God. He's very old and very experienced. And you are the property of God. The devil has no mercy with you. He will continue fighting and frustrating you. Until the end of times. I don't want you to reach a point where you think the devil will be merciful and give up. Never. If he has never given up fighting God, he can never give up fighting you. That is a fact that you must be aware of now. That as you live, as long as you live in this world, you will always and forever remain a target of the devil. He will always try to frustrate you in every way possible. But that doesn't mean that God has given up on you. Sarah is in such a situation that she feels this is impossible. But the Bible says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. That is a fact that you must begin to get used to. That you are not fighting a war that you will win on your own. No. You're fighting a war that when you surrender yourself to God, then he takes over and begins to act as he is. God realizes that Sarah has reached a point she's used to this kind of life. But God has got a timeline and a set time in the life of this couple that he wants to execute something in their lives, to turn around their lives, that their lives will never be the same again. So is it to you this morning. God has got a plan for each one of us. God has a plan for each one of us. And this plan, God is determined to see that it comes to take shape. You may have your doubts, but on the part of God, he has resolved that he's going to effect that plan in your life. Only you need to avail yourself. And that is why God reaffirmed that at the set time in the life of Sarah, from the time he was speaking to Abraham, Sarah will have her miracle. Can you turn to your friend and say, you will have your miracle? There is a set time in your life for your miracle. Praise the Lord. I can see some of you looking at your neighbor and, are you really serious? It is not him to be serious, it is you. Praise the Lord. He is speaking. And the words he's speaking are life. Did you know that many of you, the lives you are living now are a reflection of what you spoke about yourself? The life you are living right now are a reflection, is a reflection of the words that you spoke or you thought about yourself. Sarah did not utter. She laughed in her heart. Praise the Lord. She laughed inside. God Almighty knew and saw the laughter. The things that you have thought about yourself, the things you've spoken about yourself, God has heard. It's time to renounce some of those things. Praise the Lord. Because they're defining your destiny in a manner that you may not be able to control. You will end up moving in a direction where you did not intend to go, but you've forgotten that the words that jumped out of your tongue have tied you. The Bible says, for every word, careless, for every careless word you utter, you shall give an account. Praise the Lord. Now, if God is telling you the careless words you utter, you will give an account. How much more the words that you purpose to speak? How much more will He hold you accountable for the things that you speak about yourself, about your children, about your family, about your destiny? There is a set time in the time, in the season, in the plans of God for you. Praise the Lord. I wanted just to touch that. I want to share on the subject of at His set time. At His set time. Just before we move on. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Verse 4, Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. That means Jesus knew there were things that he was supposed to do at certain given times. On this particular day, the power of the mother came into play. Praise the Lord. However hard a man is, the core criminals in this world, if you want to break them down, just bring their mother. Bring their mother and let the mother say, my son. Alas. Praise the Lord. The voice of your mother, you will feel bad she has stopped you from what you are going to do. You will cry in your bedroom, but you can never walk away from it comfortably. So Mary used the power of the mother, came to Jesus and said, my son, I know your time has not come, but there is a crisis here. You must intervene. So the Lord tried to complain, but he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not come. And Mary, being the smart woman, said, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Praise the Lord. I'm asking today, is there a man in our midst who is speaking to his soul this morning, this afternoon, and saying, whatsoever God tells me to do, I will do? God spoke to Sarah and said, expect against your expectations. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Amen. Sometimes the problem of a teacher, you look at the students and you feel like they're not getting what you're saying. You want to repeat it several times. Praise the Lord. Amen. It will come to pass. Amen. When the Lord says something in your life, He means it. And He has already decided. So when He says, the problem that you have been facing, the trouble, the challenges that you have been facing, He has overcome. It is indeed done. In the spiritual realm, it's already sorted out. The physically, the manifestation may speak negative, but in the spiritual realm, God has already reversed the order of things and has paved a way for you. So you need to be lifted in your inner being to begin to see and visualize things in the manner that God looks at them. And then those things will begin to come forth. And if you speak into those things, the word of faith, the things begin to unfold in your life. So Jesus tells these people, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And He said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom. He said, excuse me, come. I'm sure the person who was hosting was trembling. I saw these people putting water there, and they have served the governor with the water. So I'm in trouble today. As he walked to that man, I'm sure he was shivering and wondering, what is it today? And the governor said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. You see, these people are very strange. If people are hungry, they don't tell you that the food is tasteless. Once you hear somebody on the table saying, this food is not very good, he is full, tell him, okay, you go. Somebody who is hungry will eat first. So this man has already taken that wine, the poor wine. Now he's testing this one. He says, this one is sweeter than the one I have been taking. It means he's already full. And that's how most people are treated. Now, our message is about the set time. Jesus has performed this miracle at this time of need in the life of these people. He has performed it at the time of need of the host, because things were getting out of hand. And I'm sure the wife of the host was now blaming the host. You knew you were inviting all these people. Why didn't you plan for enough? Now you are embarrassing me in my house. Before they started, she was very happy. My sisters, when things go bad, all of you are together. Don't shift it to the man and say, now you are the one causing the problem. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Jesus acted at the time of need. If we go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, the Bible says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, and a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest." All God is saying, I act according to seasons. I do things according to set times. I don't do things anyhowly. The moment I come into your life, I have determined to transform your life eternally. Number two, for every season, there is a divinely ordained plan. Whether in trouble, Romans 8:28, whether in good times, all things work for good for they that love. Praise the Lord. So in all times, in your life as a child of God, it is a set time for God to do something in your life. Irrespective of what you're experiencing at that given time, God is still in control and wants to do something new in your life. Have that mindset. Have that position in your mind. Even this will pass away, and things will change for my good. Praise the Lord. The night will pass, and surely, as the night passes, the day follows. There is never a time that night endures eternally. It goes, and at six, you can hear the cockerel crow. And you know now it's time for a new day. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those who see new days. Number three, it is important that you be sensitive to these facts and act upon them accordingly. It was possible for those people who were serving the wine to say, okay, the first part of fetching water and putting in the pot, we have done faithfully. This second part of going to serve, appoint other people to serve. That's being smart. Because the person who will be found with water in the cup, it's not you. You brought the water. Somebody else is going to serve the water. That would be smart. But they were careful to walk in the times and in the instructions of God. So when the mother had said, whatever he tells you, do. She did not say, whatever he says, you can question. No. Why do you question God the times things are going wrong in your life? Okay. My finger is pointing there, but there are three fingers pointing at me, so don't worry. Praise the Lord. I'm asking myself three times. When I ask you once, I'm asking myself three times. Because I've been there. There are times that things are very tough, and you begin to question God, did you really allow this to happen? And sometimes he's very quiet. He doesn't speak. My experience I'll share with you, I always open my life to you. If you don't like it, your problem. It is my life. Praise the Lord. Many times I've found myself in that situation, and the mistake I've made is to complain, and then after many days of complaining and I'm exhausted, he tells me, okay, are you tired? I say, yes. And then he waits for my anger to subside, then I find the solution in a very simple way. And I look at myself. Sometimes I want to hang myself on the wall so that I can examine what is wrong with this man, Kenneth. I'm sure many of you share the same experience with me. We have fallen short many times. We quickly forget we are children of a living God. A God that is in control of every circumstance around us. And sometimes we want to take control of the circumstances around us and to try to manipulate them, to work in our favor. I told you, don't covet my holiday. Some of you are looking at me thinking that Kenneth is just joking. No. Now, I'm sharing with you in the church here now, this building. If I hear it outside, whoever will have spoken about it, I'll find you. Praise the Lord. I went with great plans. 2 months. When I arrived, I did not waste time in Nairobi because there was riot in Nairobi. So I said, oh, the people of Nairobi, you remain with your peace. Let me go to my village. And I started, poop, 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 poop. After 3 weeks, I reached a dead end. Praise the Lord. Because in my plan, I had planned, once I reach this, this will have happened, and this will have happened, and then I'll continue from there. And then this one did not happen, this one did not happen, I remained there alone. Praise the Lord. So I kept looking at this one, it was not moving. I looked at this one, it was not moving. Do you know, until yesterday, that's when I'm receiving a positive report from whatever I was waiting. I'm back in Muscat now. I'm asking, what do you want me to do now? I'm already in Muscat. But I came to understand there are things that God wants to happen at certain times for his own glory. Praise the Lord. So I'm at peace now. When you see me smiling, I've been taught a very good lesson. Praise the Lord. I've been taught a very good lesson again these 2 months. And I'm happy about it because there is peace inside me. I've now understood what God wanted to happen. He wanted glory to be to him. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, people would say this man he planned very well. So my plan was scattered so that God's plan may take effect. And I'm glad it has happened. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have said in Ecclesiastes, we have said everything, for everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven. Then verse 11, the Bible says, yet God has made everything beautiful for his own time. Say, God has made everything in my life beautiful for his own time. For its own time. He has planted eternity in human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope. Did you hear that? Have you heard that statement? People cannot see the whole scope of God's work from the beginning to the end. Verse 11 of Ecclesiastes. I think that's the New Living Translation. Ecclesiastes 3. Praise the Lord. So sometimes, the challenges that we face in life, you may not understand, you may not comprehend what is happening. God will not give you the luxury of understanding from beginning to the end. And I came to realize why. Maybe my answer is 20% correct, and you have got another version of it, but let me share with you my 20%. Anybody ready? You don't love 20%, you want 80%. I only have 20%. Praise the Lord. I came to realize one thing, brethren. We have been called to a life of faith. We have been called to live a life of faith. If we cannot exercise faith, then salvation is of no use. God must take us through this process of faith in every aspect of our life. So sometimes when things seem not to be working, question your faith level at that point. Do I really trust God or I trust my bank account? Do I trust God or I trust my workmen? The strength, because of their muscles, they are going to do the work. There must be a time when even with the resources, with the machinery, with everything around, you still turn back and say, oh my God, let your name be glorified. Not you, but God may be seen in whatever you are doing, because his times only operate on the basis of faith. Praise the Lord. Learn to glide on the heavenly wind as it gently blows. Don't struggle. Don't try to prove that you can do it. Allow the Spirit to blow you around like a flag and move along. Learn to surrender to the Holy Spirit as He prompts you. I used to imagine, and sometimes I wish it happens, that every time God wants to direct me, He must come and say, I am Jehovah, your Redeemer. I speak to you, my son Kenneth. Today, do this. I didn't know. He's gentle. He just nudges you and says, no, this direction is not right. Move this side. Praise the Lord. He says, yeah, continue. Stop, wait. It is you to train yourself to begin to be sensitive to those promptings, those nudges of the Holy Spirit. Then you find yourself in step with God. Praise the Lord. If you are waiting for that voice, you might find yourself waiting for a very long. And the devil is also crafty. He can come with a strange voice and speak. Do you hear me? You are afraid I'm talking about the devil? If you are so much interested in hearing a loud voice, you can hear it, but it may not be of God. Learn to respect the nudging and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. He's quiet, gentle. He will always nudge you in the right direction to move in every aspect. That's why I'm saying, learn to surrender to the Holy Spirit as He prompts you. Praise the Lord. It is hopeless to attempt working contrary to God's will. You know where you get that testimony? The book of Jonah. That brother was, he struggled. Forget about yourself, this struggle. Jonah did it. Although God was speaking to him, the Holy Spirit was convinced, the man just walked away. And if you say, Brother John, how are you? I'm fine. I'm saved. But he knows in his heart, the Holy Spirit said, go back. I'm sending you to Nineveh. But he said, I am going somewhere else. That is what we do. Allow God to speak to you so that you operate in the set times of God for the set purposes in your life. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 2. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds among the bank of the Nile. You know that child? Yes. Verse 11. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day, a great revelation came to him. The next day he went out and saw 2 Hebrews fighting. Now, this is a man
who sensed there was something to be done. And he genuinely wanted to do something to create a difference in the circumstances that prevailed at that point in time. But that was not the appointed time of God for the change to come forth. And so the man used his own energy, his own strength. And so in verse 13, he's being reminded that you have killed somebody. He's being reminded that you have killed somebody. You thought you were doing as well. Yes, your motive was okay. You wanted to save us from this punishment, but you did not do it godly way and at God's time. Praise the Lord. Was Moses the only child, beautiful child? I'm sure if you ask any of these ladies, once a child is born, every child looks very beautiful, isn't it? We enjoy, and then when he reaches age 4, what happens? Go to your father. Because he's becoming naughty. So he must go to the father for some spanking or something like that. Okay? And then teenage, the mother and the father are hidden in the bedroom. They're talking about the son who is in the sitting room. Because it's becoming difficult. But he was beautiful at the beginning. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it was beautiful. So what I'm saying is, the set time for Moses had come. Moses was like every other child, beautiful, loved by the parents, but his set time had come for him to appear. His set time to be saved from the mess that was going on had come. But his set time to deliver the children of Israel had not arrived. So when he chose to go and do it, everything collapsed. Does that explain why things seem to be collapsing in your hands? Could it be that you are acting out of your own emotions rather than seeking God's guidance in that situation? Could it be that you have decided, this is what I want for my life, it is good, and you are pursuing it with all your energy, and yet there's a lot of frustration that is coming through because nothing is working? Step back. Allow God to take his place. Step back. Invite God in that circumstance. It's never too late for God. Don't think that he has forgotten about you. No. At the right time, God remembered his covenant with Israel when Moses was in the bush. I would speak about that. Insistence on going your own way can lead you into the wilderness. Praise the Lord. Now, God is very interesting. At that time, Moses, if you crossed Moses' path, what would he do? Just twist your neck and throw you. He had not matured into leading people, stubborn people like the Israelites. He was meant to be a leader, but he had not matured. He had not been prepared enough. And God said, okay, the best classroom for this man is to live with sheep in the wilderness. So Moses would quarrel and shout at the sheep, but they would not respond. They would just be going, meh, meh, meh. Until he developed patience, understanding for the animal which does not understand him. That is why Moses was able to lead those children up to where he led them, because they were stubborn like the sheep. Praise the Lord. The challenges you are facing is a preparation for something great in your life. Don't focus on the challenges, but focus on what God is developing out of you in that experience. Things are not working for you? Rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Praise the Lord. When Paul is saying like this, he's not in the Sultan's palace. He was in prison. He said, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. He's writing to people who are free and is in prison. Because he has learned by experience that in the presence of God, you only allow yourself to move according to his promptings. Praise the Lord. So Moses graduated from the school of sheep tending, and he was able to lead the children of Israel smoothly at the right time, because now he had been taught patience. He had been taught to understand that you don't rush things in the realm of the spirit. You allow things to work according to God's calendar. Praise the Lord. I want to share about two women in the book of 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 4. Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of oil." Can you tell your friend, "I have got a small jar"? I have got a small jar of oil. Now listen carefully how this jar helps solve multiple problems in the house of this woman. "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few." Now, those of you who never passed through the Sundays, the Friday school, how many? You passed through the Sunday school, not the Friday school, you people. I'm asking Friday school. How many did not pass through the Friday school? People, don't make me behave like Moses with the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. Now, this woman goes to gather all the jars around. The act of going to gather those jars is an act of faith, trusting that the word that has come from the mouth of the servant of God has got power in it. The word that you've heard from the scripture has got power to deliver. The background of this woman is that the husband was dead. She was a widow. And you know how widows are usually mistreated in some cultures? They're never regarded as anybody. In fact, in some cultures, you'll find that when the man dies, the brothers of the deceased, they start snatching everything from the widow. They leave her there, helpless. Very sad. This was a situation that's similar to what this woman was going through. People were demanding, debtors were coming. And then she's told, "You have a jar. That jar is very wonderful. That jar has got the miracle for your life. Begin to look at it and go and look for other jars like that one. Bring them in your house." I don't know. Sometimes God tells you, whatever you have, whatever you're holding. Remember, he also asked Moses, "What do you have in your hand?" He's not going to search for your uncle who is in the government somewhere. He's asking you, "What do you have?" Praise the Lord. Some people have got very funny backbones in the governments. When problem is there, they forget about it. Let me call my uncle. Let me call so and so. He's this, and this in the government. Those are the most frustrating people sometimes when you engage with them. They will keep promising you and giving you big hopes, only for you to realize you're losing time. But with God, when he tells you, look for other jars, he knows it's going to multiply whatever you have. Praise the Lord. Remember the bread, the 5,000 people. It was 2 and 5. And he told people, sit down. I'm sure some of them were, they will look at the fish and they look at the bread and, with this 5,000. If they were like me, clever and smart enough, you sit in front right next to Jesus. by the time he reaches there, if it is over, oh, sorry, brethren. Praise the Lord. Sometimes in Christian, you must be smart. Praise the Lord. When God is calling you, move very close to him, just in case. Don't be wise on the things of this world and the things of the kingdom. You are just in case. You will have already got the anointing. At least you can walk in that anointing for the time being. Praise the Lord. And so they started breaking. And as they broke the bread, it was being multiplied. Because it was an act of faith. It was an act of faith. The same thing happened to the jar. As the oil was being poured, additional oil was being created miraculously and coming until the woman was able to sort out her mess. Praise the Lord. All of us, we might find ourselves in a mess somewhere. We are waiting for God to intervene. But God is saying, start with what you have. You are going to sort out those things as you trust in him. Praise the Lord. He's able to turn things around in your life. Praise the Lord. God will visit you in times of adversity. What counts is what you have at that particular time. A jar of oil. Each one of us has one. It may not be the real oil. It may be just a destiny helper who is coming your way. Praise the Lord. You know, some of you, you are so proud that you are children of God, you are born again, you don't want to interact with anybody else. I'm direct with God. As I talk to God, he will help. God uses men around you to help you reach your destiny. Praise the Lord. You must learn to respect men. You know, some of you are going to face your bosses and say, me, I'm born again. Whatever you say, that's your rubbish. He will sack you the next day. That's when you'll know that it's not rubbish. Praise the Lord. Pray for that person. God, give him a heart of understanding. Clothe me with favor that as I walk in front of this man, he will see the right employee in me. He will see the most effective employee. And before you know it, how are you, Kenneth? I'm fine, boss. Is there anything? Oh, boss, when this need, I'll come. You're just piling your account, eh? So that the day you go with something major, he knows he has been promising you to sort out your problems. Be accommodative of people. Act on the word of God as is revealed to you. Seek God's direction in what you wish to do, because that will give you the ability to act in God's time. The second woman was a rich woman. She was well-to-do. And so she only had one problem. It wasn't a problem. She had a challenge. She had wished to have a family. But again, it was not something that was driving her every day. She knew she was serving God. And one thing I like about that woman, she decided to invest in missionary work. When Elisha was coming around, she was there at hand to minister to them. Praise the Lord. Until the man of God said, no, there's something we have to do for this woman. Praise the Lord. And they prayed, and God Almighty visited her. Praise the Lord. And this woman, I like her for one thing. She always remembered where the blessing came from. So any trouble she had, she rushed back and said, God, it is your blessing for my life. Handle it. Praise the Lord. Some of us tend to forget and we think it is our own achievement. And that is why we lose it. The woman was hospitable. The woman invested in missionary work. A need was identified in her life. A time was set for her to receive the miracle. Read that scripture. There was a time that was set, God's time. And though she got the blessing, I just wanted to remind you again, I said the devil never gets tired. The devil was visiting her again to see that she doesn't enjoy the blessing, but she knew where to go. And finally, God was triumphant at last. Praise the Lord. Now, as we draw close to the end, I want you also to turn to the book of Matthew 9, verse 20. It's a familiar story, the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. I've started from verse 19 because the mission of Christ was to somebody else, but this woman said, I'll not miss this opportunity. So verse 20, just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. 21, she said to herself, if I only touch the cloak, I'll be healed. See what the woman is doing. She's priming her faith and attaching it to action. The time I touch the hem of his garment, something must happen in my life. Praise the Lord. Now, do you see the difference between this woman and us? We don't set a target with God that when I begin to pursue God in this manner, I expect something in return. So we just come anyhowly before God and we say, oh God, bless me, deal with me. We must have an agenda in us that is driving our inner being. That Lord, when I begin to wait on you in this week, for this number of days, I want to see a turnaround in my life. Praise the Lord. And that begins to move you in the direction that you can work with God, in partnership with him. She said to herself, if I touch his cloak, I'll be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter. He said, your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leaders, the synagogue leader's house, and saw the noisy crowd and the people playing pipes. Now remember, this woman hijacked a blessing. Christ was going to somewhere else, but she said, before you reach there, deal with me first. Praise the Lord. There's a moment that you must take a step in your life and say, God, before you begin to minister to Kenneth, it is me first. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Deal with God like that. Not that you are denying me. You're just telling him, I want to shake you your hand first before you shake Mr. Kenneth's hand. Praise the Lord. Get your miracle. Don't wait. Don't be an observer. Don't be somebody who's waiting for others to benefit for other testimonies. You have an equal opportunity as a child of God to access the same miracles. Praise the Lord. Luke 5:17. The paralyzed mind. I like the company. The friends decided, these people are crowding around Christ, but we must take an extra step. We will go on the roof and remove the ceiling until we lay him at his feet. There is somebody in our midst who is saying, I want to be at the feet of Jesus until he transforms my situation. You are taking every step in your life to say that something must turn around in my life and I must take the extra step to do this. I was sharing with people as I closed in the disciple class. That was 2013. 2013, December, Pastor Franklin was ministering here and God gave him a word. He said, moving forward. Anybody remember that word? Forward. That was December. One of the... I don't know that day God had decided this one is for you, Kenneth. That word was like it just came and hit me. Poop. I don't remember anything else he said that in that meeting, but I remember God saying, move forward. And certain things have happened in my life up to now. I told you until yesterday. Praise the Lord. Things that had stuck in certain places, they started unlocking themselves. Praise the Lord. So I'm moving forward. If you don't want to move with me, it's your own problem. Praise the Lord. Let us move. Let us move. Okay, 38 years as we finish, a man was lying at the pool of Bethesda. 38, say 38. 38. At that time, you'll have your grandchild, eh? Isn't it? Yeah, you have already married. You have a child now. And the man is still at the pool. The man you saw at the pool. Maybe it is you who is still at that pool. You're waiting and ever waiting and ever waiting and ever waiting. The set time for God in your life is now. It's not another day. You need to identify Jesus in your life, and things will begin to take a different turn. Praise the Lord. I know you're born again. I know that. I know your spirit filled. I know that. But I'm also aware that the devil can hold you somewhere despite all those things that you are enjoying. He can hold something in your life that will remain locked for a very long time unless you raise your voice and say, I have no man, Lord. I need you in my life. Praise the Lord. You must come to a point and tell God, I need you in my life. Come and turn things round. I am tired of lying in this place. It has been years for me staying in this same place. I want my life to take a new turn. Speak to yourself concerning this, and God is well able to transform you. May God bless you.
Church, we've heard the message, the set time. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I don't know what you have been waiting for. What is that thing that you have been expecting? You have heard the message. He makes things beautiful in his what? In his own time. Wait for it. Let us rise up and be on our feet and quickly offer this prayer. Simply say, Father, grant me the grace to wait on your appointed time. That God should grant you the grace to wait for that appointed time without murmuring or doubting, that God should give you the spirit. Continue to tell God that, Lord, because you make things happen in your own time, give me the grace to wait on your appointed time without murmuring or without that doubting. Help me to hold on until fulfillment of that promise that you made for me. I don't know what God has promised you. I don't know what God has been, what you have been asking God, but you've heard it today, that in his appointed time, he makes things beautiful. It may delay, but it will surely happen. Tell God that, Lord, these are the areas I brought before you right from January up to this time. I'm still waiting. I wait, and I believe that you will perfect it in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to tell God, because he makes things beautiful in his own time. And at appointed time, he will return to you. That's what Genesis 18:14 says. At appointed time, according to the time of life, he promised Sarah that he will have a son. I don't know what God has promised you. It shall surely come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you and bless your holy name, that in your own time, you make things beautiful. At appointed time, you make things beautiful. Lord, it may delay, but it will surely come to pass. Whatever you have promised your children, whatever time that you have promised it, we believe that it's going to happen, that you will make, you fulfill all your promises that you have made. Father, every promises you have made for your children, I decree and I pray today in the mighty name of Jesus, it shall come to fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God Almighty, for those that you have promised healing, it shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. As many that you have promised the fruit of the womb, it shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. For those that are looking for work or visa, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. As many things that you may be requesting for God, and God has made that promise that in his own time, he will make things beautiful. It shall be beautiful for you in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to thank you for your servant that you have used for all this day. More anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him, bless the work of his hand, and let your name be glorified in his life so that we can receive more from him in Jesus' name. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for the rest of our program for the year. Everything is in your hand as we step into the Ember Month where we have programs from time to time. Father, we pray that you will take control and take over in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We use this time to remember those that are still in journey. They shall return safely in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting God. As we depart here, let your presence go ahead of us in Jesus' name. When we meet within the week for our weekly program, your name shall be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we joyfully share the grace together in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and do have a wonderful week ahead.